It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Nice to have you along with us this afternoon. You know, everybody's just really ready for the Memorial Day weekend to be able to get out and get with family. But what do you do after that? I'm glad you asked that question because we have just the person to answer that as we have our monthly visit with Jessica O'Reilly, Tourism Communications Manager for Travel Iowa and the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Gee, what a difference a year makes, right, Jessica?
I know. Isn't it divine? We're like so much closer to normal than we were a year ago.
Not quite there yet, but oh, it's feeling pretty good out there. I mean, heck, even minor league baseball's back.
I know, and there are so many places in Iowa to see. Did you know we have 8 teams that are playing baseball?
Yes.
At various levels. So you can
yes,
see them from practically every corner of the state, from Sioux City to Clarinda to Clinton to Burlington and right here in Central Iowa in Des Moines.
That's right. We follow the I-Cubs and the Colonels of Cedar Rapids a little bit, but I'd kind of like, you know, some of us have been kind of going over the last year or so, you know, dissing Major League Baseball because they took some of the minor league teams away, but they have managed to survive so far as more as summer league, so we hope them well, Burlington and Clinton specifically. So, you know, it'd be nice to get to a ball game there. But if you are not into baseball, imagine that. There's some things we might want to get out and do in the month of June.
I know, and maybe you're not into baseball, but you're into county fairs. This is your time. Starting June 16th, the first county fair kicks off. That's Worth County Fair in northern Iowa. But we have various fairs running through the end of September, so plenty of opportunities to fill up on funnel cakes and corn dogs. Marshall County Fair, July 14th through the 17th.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. A lot of folks looking back to getting back to that at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. And then, of course, we've got the State Fair coming back with all the music mm-hmm. and entertainment. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of folks looking at that as, you know, gee, maybe it's time to take a little break from work about State Fair time. Yeah, you know.
Now, August 12th through the 22nd, if you need to put your time off, request in now.
There you go. Well, it's nice. You know, we really started last month getting some pretty of the interesting events that were back on tap that we didn't unable to talk about a year ago because they weren't happening. And, you know, and if there's nothing that bargain hunters like better, I don't know if it beats anything that has a title like Backroads and a Byway Junkin' Tour.
I know. Doesn't this sound amazing? June 4th through the 5th in Warren County. It's in its 8th year. There's 15 specialty shops, boutiques, vintage and antiques, and you can just enjoy rambling and rolling around the countryside of Warren County as you go from stop to stop.
Boy, I tell you, you know, those are popular. There's one that surfaces every year around this part of the state, too, once or twice. So folks look forward to that and checking out what's new at all of the antique stores and all the local stores. And it's great for local businesses because they need the help, too.
I love that. What's new at the old antique stores? That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm getting to be an old antique, but that's another story altogether. Now, also, that's the weekend of June 4th and 5th. But on June 5th in Madison County, I don't know if I remember hearing about this before, the airing of the quilts.
Yeah, I know they've done it at least one other year. I'm not entirely sure how far back it goes, but June 5th. And Warren County and Madison County are really close to each other, mm-hmm. so you could just make a nice long weekend of it and, like, you know, stay overnight somewhere and hit both of these. The airing of the quilts celebrates the history, tradition, and artistry of quilting in Iowa. There are going to be hundreds of quilts displayed in dozens of different locations across picturesque Winterset and Madison County, including those famous covered bridges. There's also a quilt walk through one of Winterset's historic neighborhoods with quilts artfully displayed on porch rails, patios, front stoops, and other outdoor areas.
Boy, it's amazing what they do with those quilts.
I know. I have attempted quilting, and I know some quilters who find it very therapeutic. It stresses me out. I can't. If I could sew a straight line a little bit better, I might find the zen that every other quilter I know does, but I'm not there yet.
You know, I know that there are some men that do quilting, too, but, you know, the thought of sitting there quilting is kind of like, to me, you know, sitting out in the middle of the lake waiting for the fish to make fun of you. you know, but that's just
around.
That's just me.
And people who admire quilts.
Oh, and they are lovely. Some of the work they do is just fantastic. And you know, and we're starting to hear now of some Quilts of Valor presentations getting back on the agenda today for our veterans, which is always neat. June 11th and 12th in Jefferson, a bell tower festival. Is there just a tower or is there more than one?
There is just one bell tower.
But that's all you need for a festival.
So this one, actually, the bell tower itself was just named the Outstanding Tourism Attraction at our conference last month. So,
oh, really?
You needed an extra reason to go, in addition to the food trucks, arts and craft vendors, and games like axe throwing. Ooh. For all ages. There you are.
Axe throwing. I'm always afraid the head's going to fly off of that, and I'm just going to be standing there with the handle. But Bell Tower Festival, June 11th through the 12th in Jefferson. And, of course, if there's a festival in Lamar's, fancy this, it's centered around what? Ice cream?
I know, right? Hard to believe in the ice cream capital of the world that they would celebrate ice cream. But June 16th through 19th, it's their annual flagship event. They've got musical performances, a parade, kids fishing derby, outdoor movie, and of course, sit with me now, ice cream!
Yes! Yes! It is, you know, and it just prompted a thought in my mind. Wasn't Blue Bunny doing some expanding and doing some of that? I think that was all going on before the pandemic. I hope they got it all done and are ready for the ice cream days.
I hope they are, too, because I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand for ice cream.
You better believe.
They didn't get to go last year. They're going to want double this year.
And I'm sure they'll have enough ice cream ready for anybody. So you go from ice cream to worst, and I'm not talking about from good to worst. I'm talking about German as in worst, or I think of worst as German. Is that what we've got going on at Amana?
You do, June 19th. They say if Oktoberfest is the best fest, then this one is certainly the Amana's worst festival. So it's celebrating all things sausage with makers from around the state. You'll get to sample all types of handmade small batch sausages. They'll also have beer, wine, music, and my personal favorite, the running of the Dachshund Derby to find the fastest wiener dog in the state.
It's too bad my Doxy's getting a little up there in years. She'd be great at that. But imagine that. They're gonna have beer and wine with sausage? What's up with that?
I know. They're so novel over there.
What a combination. That is June 19th again in Amana, the worst festival. And then towards the end of the month, I'll tell you what, you know, I've been in a canoe in some relatively active whitewater before, and I'm not sure I'm ready to go back into that, but if you are up to the challenge, Charles City will be the place to be.
Right, on June 26th, it's the Charles City Whitewater Challenge Festival in Charles City. Fun for all with competitive events for kayaks and stand-up paddleboards. You do not have to participate, though. You could just stand on the shore and applaud those in the water, so if you don't want to dip your toe in, you could do that. Plus, they also have a dog jog, vendors, kids' activities, and more.
Wow. Whitewater Challenge in Charles City coming up on June 26th, and we're not even going to touch on the 4th of July yet. We'll leave that for next month, but I know folks here in Marshalltown are ready for a big 4th of July celebration, and I bet they're not the only ones in the state.
I'm sure they are not. We, you know, like to, I think, make up for not having those festivals last year. We might be bigger and better this year.
You know, let me ask you about some of these festivals and all of that. Has there been any, I don't want to denigrate any of them, but you know that there are festivals and then there's festivals, you know, the really big ones that attract so many folks. Have there been many festivals that have kind of gone by the wayside or have had to take another year's break because of the pandemic that you're aware of?
There were some in the, like, January and February. I know Clear Lake postponed their Color the Wind Kite Festival. Mm-hmm. But the ones in the warmer weather, certainly that are more, those that, as far as I know, are moving forward. We have a list of some of our top summer events on our website at traveliowa.com right now. So we're including the National Balloon Classic coming at the end of July in Indianola, to Saturday in the Park in Sioux City, the State Fair, of course, which we've already talked about, and Des Moines hosting an Ironman triathlon and all sorts of other events going on. In fact, Des Moines just hosted the big skateboarding competition at the new skate park to rave reviews, as I understand. The number one skater in the country was saying how awesome it was. So that's good publicity for us, and hopefully we'll be able to attract more events like that.
Well, I tell you what, you get the number one skater to talk about that. You've got some good PR going there, I'll tell you what. Now, one of the things that you've been doing through Travel Iowa is you've been having these various passports for various activities around the state, and sounds like you're ready to try and reel some more folks into the parks again.
Indeed. So last year we launched the Park Passport in celebration of the state park's centennial. So people were able to check in and earn prizes, and that sort of ended at the end of October. People could still check in, but we weren't doing the prizes. However, starting Friday, we're starting them up again. So we've got a whole new summer of prizes.
Ooh.
Again, starting on Friday, people will be able to check in. If they already have a passport, those check-ins are going to be reset so they can check into their favorite park again. The first 1,000 people with 10 check-ins will get a T-shirt. Again, if they check into 30 of the 62 that are on the passport, they get a chance to win a Fitbit tracker. And then each month we have different prize packages. So like June's will be paddleboard and water sport accessories. And we're delighted to have AARP Iowa as a sponsor of our prizes this summer.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Even though I think about paddleboard, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I can even sit on one, much less stand on one. Now, what other passports are still out there in addition to the Park Passport, which will be relaunched Friday?
Yes. So we have the Scenic Byways Passport. Those are monthly prizes, monthly prize packages there for checking in along the byways. We have a wine passport and a beer passport. You can get T-shirts with those, and then we're also doing $100 gift cards periodically with those. And then the state park passport. So we're up to four right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Question now, as you know, is when the event started coming back here and there over the last couple of months, of course, we were always saying, you know, make sure you take your masks along, make sure mind the COVID mitigation strategies of whatever event. Now, with some of the recent changes over the last week or so, are a lot of the events still saying, listen, we want you to stay socially distanced if you can and be considerate of other folks?
Yeah, I think we're still going to see, because what we've seen from research is what COVID protocols or attractions and destinations are taking are still very important to travelers to make them feel comfortable about leaving their backyard and venturing out. So I think we're still going to see some of that, probably not as intensely as we did, obviously, a year ago. But again, if you're interested in any of the events we've talked about, I would check with their websites just to make sure that you're prepared. I know we were talking before we got on the air that I had gone to the Chalk the Walk Festival in Mount Vernon at the early part of May. And even though it was an outdoor festival, they did require masks. So it pays to check before you go just so you're prepared.
Just so you know what's going on. So, Backroads and Byway Junkin' Tour in Warren County, June 4th and 5th. Airing of the Quilts in Madison County, June 5th. Bell Tower Festival in Jefferson, 11th through the 12th. June 16th to the 19th, Ice Cream Days in Lamar. June 19th, Worst Festival in Amana. Charles City Whitewater Challenge and Festival in Charles City, June 26th. And you get back to work and get us some more events for the rest of the summer. What do you say?
Indeed. We'll talk 4th of July next.
All righty. Sounds good. As always, Jessica, thanks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you.
And thank you for being with us today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.